Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of our Spotlight Sessions and our video podcast here at High Level called Spotlight Sessions. I've got Mike here. Mike and I met years ago. He's one of the OGs of High Level. And just a quick nugget about Mike in general. After working in the events industry for over 10 years, receiving his NFIB Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award, he pivoted to his own agency called Elix Marketing. And then in addition to that, upon possibilities for his clients with High Level, he became one of the first 100 agencies on the platform. This is like back when Sean and Ian and those guys were doing the demos like live before we even built out a massive team. And he recently went through the High Level certifications program and he's crushing it with it. So we asked Mike, hey, can you jump on a quick podcast and kind of share ideas of how to monetize through the certifications? And to make this conversation a bit more organized, we want to talk about the three different plays you can run: the consulting play, the integrator play, and the fractional CTO. But before we get started, Mike, I know you're based in Austin, but tell us your story. How did you get started in the world of entrepreneurship?
Yeah, absolutely. So originally, like back in eighth grade, I started a DJ business. I did weddings, school dances, sweet 16s in Chicago for 10 years. And then at the tail end of my career in the DJ world, I went to school for marketing, fell in love with it, and quickly started applying what I was learning in college on my business. It started blowing up, sold that business and said, I can make a whole lot more money doing a whole lot less as a marketer. And it saved my back. So I wasn't going and lifting 100-pound speakers every single weekend. And my body has thanked me ever since. And so basically Elix Marketing started just as a capstone project for college. And I've been going and helping people in the events industry, in the restaurant industry, and basically starting in that world, since they're so well networked, we've now worked with people in weight loss, in gyms, in trying to think some like crazy list. I got boudoir photographers. I've got literally everything. Our firm doesn't specialize in one particular niche. We like working with all niches because it's more often than not, we're finding people who we learn one thing from one place and we go and apply it in another niche, and it works very, very well. So yeah, I mean, that's our background. You mentioned NFIB, that was the National Federation of Independent Business. I did win that award, which is kind of fun, as Young Entrepreneur of the Year award when I was owner of Frequency DJs. And yeah, basically it's been pretty awesome. I've been blessed enough where our firm, we've not had to run paid advertisement at all. Just doing a part to doing good work for people. And so everything we've done is referral based. And now, because of the certification program, we've been getting a ton of business just from being High Level certified.
That's amazing. So before we go into the different place we can run on certifications, like, you know, man, I remember seeing you guys and your team, like in our Facebook groups and communities, and like, this was like back in the day. Like, I feel so like, I don't know, it's like 5 years ago, I feel like, where like we witnessed like the first 200-300 people come in, and you're one of those very first people. Help us understand your perspective of this thing, right? Like, what was life like pre-High Level? How did y'all do automations? Like, what kind of systems did y'all use? Help us understand pre-High Level, and then let's talk about why High Level before we talk about the certification stuff.
So that's actually a really funny story, because originally when I actually moved to Austin, because my mentor at the time lived here, and I was traveling back in 2016, back and forth from Chicago, basically once a month for an entire year. And I fell in love with it, moved here, and he was teaching me all these ways to do lead generation and all that. But the number one problem we always had was making sure that we were able to go and hold the clients accountable. We deliver them a list of leads or send them an email automatically from Woodpecker or Zapier, what have you. And they'll be like, oh, the leads suck. And I'm like, okay, but why do the leads suck? And then there's no way to go and verify that. And coincidentally, at the time, there was a friend of mine from the events industry who, he was the one who's like, hey, you need to check out High Level. And I am a huge cynic. I was like, oh God, another tool that's trying to go and pitch me something. And he's like, no, just go and sit in a meeting. And then that's when, yeah, Ian was the one who gave me his little pitch on High Level. And I couldn't roll my eyes anymore going into the meeting. But then afterwards, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a game changer. So yeah, we went from trying to stitch together every single tool out there at the time, and then moved into High Level And yeah, I've been with them ever since. My relationship number is like one of the first 100 agencies in there. It's very, very low, which is awesome. And it was kind of fun in the very beginning in the Facebook group. It was very much so everyone trying to figure out what are the possibilities? What is the future here? No one really had certainty as to what was needed. And so we were kind of all figuring out things as it happened. But now as things have been more polished, people kind of have more expectations. There's a definite need for people to understand, hey, who really knows what they're talking about here? Because the amount of growth in the platform in the last 5 years is absolutely insane. It's hard for me to understand exactly at what point did things go from zero to 100. I mean, we went from campaigns and triggers, and everything took 20 some different campaigns and 16 triggers or vice versa. And
my gosh,
it was amazing at the time. It was super powerful to go and do stuff like that, that we could with those different products, but then moving over to workflows and then the funnel builder launch and now SaaS, and it's insane, but there's a lot that needs to be understood, including just the A2P stuff and all the other legalities behind it. And so there's so much nuance to running a SaaS program or just using high level in general.
Functioning with marketing.
That it's important that people know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what's insane to me is how I've witnessed so many businesses and agencies and marketers like grow. Like there's some folks that I remember like one of the first Zooms that I did, they were trying to get their like first couple of clients, and now they're on like, you know, stages talking about how they're at 1,000 clients and like scaling with the 50, you know, member team. And it's insane to just witness so many different companies just from growing rapidly. And I recently heard someone describe High Level in a pretty interesting way based on recent changes. They said, you know, High Level seems like it's the first ever operating system built in marketing where you can build your own CRMs. And I thought that was an interesting take. What do you feel about that? Because you've witnessed the original three features of texting and that was it. And now it's like over 600 features.
Yeah. And what's actually funny about that specifically is when I started looking into High Level, there was this idea of, hey, if you want to go and execute XYZ idea, you go and get that special tool. There was never a tool that was a master, a jack of all trades. You're going to be a master of none kind of a thing. But High Level, you guys just kind of like put your nose down, grind it out, and then made sure that eventually everything was perfect. And so now I literally had a paid research study with another major finance product. I don't know if I want to drop the name here. I mean, I could, but
yeah, no need.
Imagine the biggest accounting software out there. That's who I had a paid interview with, where they're like, can you tell us about the software that you use? Because they wanted to go and expand into this space. And I'm like, guys, don't even try to keep up. Like, they knew about y'all and they were trying to figure out, like, could they go and get a slice of that pie? And now it seems like Wix, QuickBooks, all these other companies, they're trying to now become these all-in-one marketing platforms, and they're all just playing catch up.
Yeah. And I think the only way to, like, you would have to outdevelop us, but that is very fast here internally, yeah. Right? Not by design, but because we listen to our customers. And as soon as you say, even if you're a small player or a big player, like, it doesn't matter. As soon as you say, hey, this is missing or that's missing, I need this, like, we're going to probably get to work and develop it in like a week. And that's just our culture and style. And I'm sure you remember, Mike, there are times when half the things didn't work and you're frustrated and pounding like, dude, fix this, fix that. Like, nobody... Like, if you're new to High Level, you probably have never seen that world of the community where it was like really difficult noise that we're trying to just keep everybody happy, make sure we do amazing work of just developing. Now we're at a point of like, okay, we've switched to being the leaders at a lot of these products internally. Now we're, you know, really doing cool things with like Shopify and Kajabi and all these like different things where we're bringing in new apps. You know, times have changed in the development culture. Like, what, like, give us a quick brief note before we get into our conversation for the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny to me because now whenever I talk to support, which if you're one of the product managers and you've dealt with me in the past, thank you for dealing with me because I have been ruthless in the Slack channels. the extent of the issues that I deal with now are extremely edge case, and maybe the only stuff that I'll go and bring up every once in a while are like tiny little typos. Whereas before, you're just like, hey, I have entire contacts that are like disappearing, or for whatever reason, they're not going through this this campaign or this trigger. Like the problems and the issues that happen now are so minute. And it's funny to me that even the clients that I do work with, which I have, I don't know the exact number. It's a few dozen direct clients that I have. And then there's a few dozen more that I do consulting with. The extent of the issues that I come across are 100% human error. Like it's so rarely a high level issue now. It's hilarious.
And shout out to our development team and the team behind it. We're like almost like 850 deep and cranking, and you know, it's insane. So Mike, let's talk about the component of human error, because I think the certification program aligns well with that type of a conversation. So we said the three plays that could be ran with certification behind you. But first of all, like, you're an OG, man. Like, you've been doing this for a long time. You've seen the development. Like, why does someone like you get certified? Like, your credibility is already built. Like, everyone knows who you are. Personal brands out there. Like, you're a rock star out there. Like, why get certified on top of that?
Yeah. So, ironically, I am not as loud as I used to be online. I really am not. I used to have a larger personal brand, specifically in like the DJ audiovisual space. But as of late, and even in the groups, I'm not that loud. I really don't necessarily need to be. I've been very fortunate where we do good work at our firm. And I think I mentioned this before, like we have never had to run paid advertisement to get clients at all. We don't do cold emails. We don't do cold calls. We just do kick-ass work for our clients, and our clients are like, hey, you need help? You need to talk to Mike. So in general, with our firm, the growth that we've had is so organic. And what's really interesting is that now as High Level is getting more and more popular as a platform, and like I said, there are very large companies now that have you on the radar. The certification was important to me because there are times that I will go, if I'm bored, 11 o'clock at night, can't sleep, I'll scroll in the Facebook group. Someone has a question, I'll go and quickly respond to it. And there, unfortunately, are a ton of people in the Facebook group and even just Slack that are like, oh, I can go and help you. Just go and contact me, set up an appointment. And they really don't know. I mean, it was shocking to me because I was talking to Michael, who's in charge of the program, in charge of the actual certification, where there are a ton of people who are in the program and they're learning, they're doing their best. I actually have one of my assistants. She's going through it right now as well. But the number of people who've actually passed it is shockingly low, considering that I was able to go and get it done in about 2 days. And I personally thought it was easy, but at the same time, I've been around the program a long time. And I actually told Mike we need to make it harder. But the point of the whole certification for me was to just go and edify who I was so that people know, like, oh, he actually knows what he's talking about, because I don't have a personal brand. And as a result of that, I don't know if you want to dive into this just yet, but I was just telling you earlier before we started recording, I'm getting just cold DMs on LinkedIn and emails and messages all the time now, like 1 to 2 a day of people who are looking for consulting, for integrations, for part-time CTO. Like I could forecast I'll bring in an extra $10,000 a month just from being certified by mid-March.
Yeah, which is insane. So like, first of all, the certification program is like, it's in the infancy stage. I mean, shout out to Michael Johnson, Alicia, really, really talented people that's running that and, you know, really launching it. So, you know, it's early stages. So you have the advantage right now to get certified and like really, essentially monopolize the traffic that's coming there through the app. It's in-app. It's a whole directory we have. So let's talk business for a second as entrepreneurs. Like how do you envision monetizing this? I know you got to probably get your team members certified, account managers, success managers, maybe even some of your star clients so you can develop like an affiliate play with them. But like, how do you visualize the High Level certification in your business? Like, where's the monetization coming from?
So let me take a step back for a second, because for people to understand what I'm about to go and say, they need to understand that my firm as a whole, I have multiple high level accounts. I have a few white label, and then I have one that is my original account that I had from the very beginning, and I don't white label it. It is pitched and sold as either high level or lead connector to all my clients. I'm very upfront with my clients as to what it is and what it's all about. And frankly, it's actually funny because now with how complex the platform is, no one even bats an eye at hiring somebody else to go and buy high level. It's actually easier now to go and pitch it as high level than it was a couple of years ago. So my firm, what we go and do, typically a lot of people will go to a marketing firm and they'll go to their web design tab, their SEO tab, their PPC tab, and they want to go and get that particular service. 9 times out of 10 in the last 3 years when those types of people came to us, they didn't know why they wanted PPC. They didn't know why they wanted a new website. They didn't know that they needed X, Y, or Z. So we reposition our firm as more so like, hey, I'm XYZ company. I want growth. You tell me how to go and grow it, or help me figure out how to go and grow it. So we go and have an extensive onboarding process where we kind of review what's been done, what works, what doesn't work. What are you trying to go and achieve? What's your money math? What is your actual cost per acquisition? And then we figure out exactly what they actually need as a solution, and we go and build it for them. So we do everything. We do web design, we do PPC, we do SEO, we do Facebook ads, Instagram ads, full nine yards, automation, of course. And so that's kind of how we position ourselves. So when we went and got the certification, that helped, again, edify us to make sure that people understood that we knew what we were talking about. And now with people coming into us, we have people who pay us for straight up consulting where we meet once or twice a week and we go and talk about what they need to go and do. There's people that pay us for integrations. We meet once or twice a week and we go and we actually work with them. Because that's the other weird thing is that there's some people that you'll pay them to go and integrate X, Y, or Z. Personally, and this is just me, I like to go and teach people how to fish rather than show them how to, or just hand them fish, I should say. And so a lot of the times I'll do the work in front of them so that they can become better clients for me. So they're not bugging me about like, hey, how do I turn off this workflow? Like I want them to know those things. And so that's kind of what we go and do. And then finally we do have some people that are like, hey, can you just like take over our tech side? And that happens as well. So the long and short of it is that I wasn't necessarily planning or knowing how many people would be coming through the directory of certified admins. There's a lot of them. And they need help, a lot of it. And so right now, I guess the early bird gets the worm because we've been very fortunate enough where we've had a lot of people reach out and there's been a lot of business coming through it. And I'm super appreciative.
So let's talk about the three plays that it seems like you're positioning with the certification behind you. So first one's the consulting play. It's a pretty popular play. You spend hours or some sort of a promise in system. Like, can you unpack what a consulting play looks like for like the brand new guys and gals that are starting off with a certification?
Yeah. So if you are somebody who loves to take notes and you're very detail oriented, consulting is a really fun, easy play because really ultimately as somebody who hopefully is high level certified and you understand the capabilities of the platform, really what you would go and do is say, hey, listen, we can go in and have a in perpetuity an agreement where we can go and consult with you and figure out how to go and grow this company. Or the client might be very goal oriented and they want to go and achieve X, Y, or Z. So for example, there's a roofer in Dallas that we work with that they wanted to go and integrate. Well, I'll get into integrations in a second, I guess. The clients that I have that want to do consulting, they say, hey, we want to go and achieve X. And then we just meet with them again, like I said, once or twice a week, typically is the agreements that we have. And we just go and talk about it. And then we have that breather time in between, which is actually funny. It's a complete side piece of advice for people who do consulting. Don't try to meet with your clients too often because that time in between meetings is really, really important so that you can go and actually experience other things through other clients or just breathe or have a long weekend. And then something hits your mind. You're like, oh, this is actually a really good opportunity for this client. This is a really good idea that we can go and help them achieve this better. So that's my little soapbox for a second. But yeah, basically we just go and meet with the clients and we help talk them through ideas. Cause more often than not, our clients are people who specialize in that thing. They're really good at roofing. They're really good dentists. They're really good chiropractors, but they're not marketers and they're not integrators. They're not technical people. So they don't know what the capabilities are, but you do. So if you can kind of talk through these processes with them, then, and they understand what the capabilities are, you just sold yourself very, very well. And you probably secured a long-term contract if you can kind of bring that value to the table.
Yeah. And then can you expand on like the type of engagement you do in the consulting play? Is it hourly? Like, what do you charge? Like, what is like a good range for like a starting, someone that's starting out?
So if you're starting out, you could do hourly. Personally, to my benefit, I don't want to sound cocky. I don't want to sound narcissistic. We've been so busy that I only do month-long agreements. And so I charge $2,000 a month to meet with me once a week, or $3,000 a month to meet with me twice a week. So usually we'll go in a set, hey, every Tuesday, Thursday, or every Monday, Thursday, or Friday, whatever. We'll go and set those agreements in place, and then we meet with them once or twice a week. And then usually anytime that they want some quick one-off question answered, they can go and email me or my assistant. We're always available to them. And that's the agreement that we have in place. And it's very, very lucrative. And it's very, very nice. And I've been blessed to go and charge that price because the demand is so high for someone who knows what they're talking about that if I charge any less, I would burn out. I would absolutely hate myself and I would have no family.
And would you say you provide like a new level of confidence to a brand new prospect that doesn't know you as soon as they see that you're certified or your team's certified or there's like some kind of a stamp of approval? Like, share that interaction on prospecting.
So actually, ironically, so today's Thursday. So on Tuesday, I had a call from somebody who he has a Pilates ecosystem, is how I'm going to go and describe it. And he found me through the certification directory, and he didn't necessarily know what the capabilities of the program were, or what everything entailed, but he knew.
When you say program, you mean like high level?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But he had a dream. He had a very kind of set structure of what he wanted completed. And because of the way that the certification program was built out, I believe it's through some accredited system. He knew that, hey, if you're on here, it's legit. There's edification to the actual certification itself. It's not just you guys are rubber stamping random certificates and mailing them out. Like, it's well done. It's very, very well done. And it's like you said earlier, it's very, very young. It's only going to get better. So the fact that now there's people who they seek us out just because of that accreditation, and they understand that, like, hey, this person actually knows what they're talking about. I can only imagine that as time goes on, it's going to be much more in demand that people actually have that, because it's like I said, I mean, if you have been in high level, I would say 6 months or more, you should be able to go and pass everything in there, no problem. I think Mike has alluded that there are higher tiers coming. There's specialist tiers of certification that are coming as well. Yeah. So those will come down the line. The challenge will be there. But I think everyone at the very least should go and have that first level accreditation to go and make sure that you know what you're talking about. Because frankly, like I mentioned before, there's a lot of people who have applied and they're going through the course. Shockingly few people have actually passed.
Yeah. So can you share a bit more on the other play? So we talked about the consulting play. Can you share a bit more details of how to look at the integrator play? Like, is that, you know, what does that mean for like a local business?
Yeah. So local business, I mentioned briefly before, and I kind of almost got off topic, was we have a Dallas roofer that he has a very, very large company, and he has a very strong love for widgets. He's got tools here and there to quote a roof. He's got tools to go and do door knocking and drop pins when someone goes and knocks on a door, whether they set an appointment or not. He's got tools for seemingly everything, but he wanted to go and integrate it all in one place. And typically I go and I say, hey, High Level is the ideal platform for you to go and integrate all of your communications, have them in one place, whether or not it's a good play for B2B or for the actual sales part. I think it will be there in due time. We're getting there, but it's a fantastic communication platform as it is right now. You manage your leads and then you get to the point of conversion. And then at that point of conversion, either stay on the high level platform or move elsewhere. But the idea of the integrator is that if you have a small business, Kairos have a ton of tools, roofers have a ton of tools. The events industry has a ton of tools, contractors have a ton of tools. they want to go and make their lives easier. And right now, I guarantee you, most of the medium to larger size companies in those niches, they have multiple monitors in their office and they have multiple tools open up at the same time. And they have some poor front desk girl who's trying to copy and paste data between them. So if you are confident in APIs or you're confident in just web hooking to and from Zapier, you have clients out there waiting for you. Because they want to go and make their lives easier. And if you can go and say, hey, I can go put this all in one place, if you can automate half the steps that you're already doing right now and save half of your front desk girl's time, they're all in.
Now, thoughts on monetizing that play versus consulting?
So for me specifically, they're the same. Everything comes down to that $2,000, $3,000 a month agreement, because it's the same amount of time for me. And I think I can't remember if we've mentioned this before we started recording. The thing that I go and do is that when I work with clients, I teach them how to fish. I don't hand them fish. And so I like to go and do the work in front of them. We do work behind the scenes as well, but I want to make sure that people actually understand what I'm doing it, why I'm doing it. So then they're wasting my time a whole lot less. And so with the integrators, usually you don't want to go and pitch these types of clients on the idea of high level because they don't know that they want it yet typically. And my kind of belief is that if you have clients out there that you know could use high level, but they don't know of it yet, you can't educate somebody who doesn't want to be educated. It just doesn't work. You can't force somebody to go and read a book. I mean, let's be honest. None of us read Grapes of Wrath in high school. So really what I kind of go and do is on the integration play, if they mention that they have a ton of different tools, I says, okay, well, I've quickly Googled and I saw that they have an open API. What if we put these all in one place? We connected it all in one place. You had all the data in one spot, and then we could automatically move people from one place to another based on XYZ. And they're like, that sounds amazing. And then we go and push them into high level and they love that idea.
Interesting. Now, are these like techie people, or do you ever come across like the business visionaries that are like, we need help?
I mean, there are both. I would go and say 75-80% of the time it's largely non-technical people. The technical people do exist, but the technical people also they probably know enough to get dirty. I actually have one of my larger clients who they're a weight loss drug. They have an internal tech guy who he just loves reading through all the new open API documentation at high level. And he just goes buck wild. He's like, hey, is there a cap on how many characters a large text field can go and receive? I'm just like, oh God, what is he doing now? So those people can be dangerous, but they are out there and they are good clients. And it's fun because then usually they don't bug you as much. They're self-reliant to a degree. But no, these are largely non-technical people who they were already sold X widgets. They probably have four different tools out there. If for whatever reason, they still have Calendly, so you can go and migrate them off of that and save the money there and integrate all these tools in one place. And they're always going to be happy just based on the very, 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 very bare minimum.
I love that. So the third play that I think is about to just arrive in the world of marketing is the idea, in my opinion, the idea of fractional CTO. We often hear of the fractional CEO, the CFO, the CMO, but with like the recent rise of high level, now people are wanting an offshoot of technology experts somewhere. And can you help us understand what that is? Help us understand where do you see the market going and how can we monetize on something like that with obviously certifications as maybe the first step?
Yeah. So a CTO, a fractional CTO versus a fractional CMO, because I think that they are related. I think a fractional CMO can very well be a fractional CTO plus additional marketing knowledge. So I think you can get more money for that. But a fractional CTO makes a ton of sense because frankly, with how easy it is nowadays to go and set up some basic automations or even some more advanced automations in high level, a fractional CTO really doesn't need that much time, or there's not that much demanding of a fractional CTO, which makes it fractional. So from a company's perspective, if you were one of your potential clients, you would much rather go and hire somebody for maybe $50, $70, $100,000 a year as a fractional CTO to go and handle all your tech stuff, and rather do that than hire somebody for a full-time CTO who's going to demand $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year. So it makes a lot of sense to go and outsource that, especially if you can trust that person, if they're high level certified and they know that what they're talking about, then you can go and make sure that, hey, everything's going to be handled. So yeah, I mean, in terms of the day-to-day tasks of a fractional CTO or fractional CMO, even is that you're going to be going and meeting with these people on a particular frequency, a particular basis. And then you're just going to, they're going to go and say, hey, I want to go and achieve X, and you're just going to go and do it. And that's fine, because then at that rate, you're not having to go and explain anything to them. You're not having to go and teach them anything. You're just meeting and saying, hey, here's our goals. Here's our punch list. Here's our to-do list. Here's what we need to go and do. Go and do it. And it, you make it happen. And from a CMO perspective, then fractional CMO perspective, then you can go and say, hey, but from a marketing standpoint, if we go and do this particular email blast rather than this text blast, then we go and save X number of dollars. Our open rates are fantastic, yada, yada, yada. I mean, you can go into all these insights that go so much deeper than a traditional CMO might even go, because you have that technical background, because you have that understanding of the capabilities of the platform of high level.
I love that. So lastly, Mike, can you help us understand the experience of the certifications program? Is this proctoring? Is there a course? Is there like, what does that like look like for someone who's brand new? I mean, I don't even know the pricing behind it, to be honest. I know there's like a subscription or something. But like, give us like an outlook of the program itself.
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe it's like 10 or 15 bucks a month. I don't know. It's on auto pay. I don't have to worry about that. But yeah, once you're in there, it is very much so kind of structured like a traditional online course, where you have a bunch of lessons and you have quizzes that are happening after every subject. And these are being updated all the time. I mean, I can't tell you how many times that I've bounced ideas off of Mike, said, hey, we need to go and tweak this, or hey, this update came out, this needs to get updated, whatever. And so these lessons, they're constantly evolving, constantly getting updated, but they cover everything from the actual interface to A2P setup to setting up a calendar, the different types of calendars, what are custom fields, what are custom values, how do you structure all these things, basically everything that you should know about high level, making sure you understand all of that. And then at the very, very end, all these quizzes throughout the way, they check and make sure you know what you're talking about. Those do not count against you if you lose anything or you don't, you fail them, what have you. But then you have a part A exam that I believe is 100 questions, 150 questions, somewhere in there. And then those are basically, hey, close the book, start answering some questions, make sure you know what you're talking about. Because if you went through all of the practice quizzes and you pass all those with flying colors, the test is totally easy. You'll be fine. The proctored exam that happens afterwards, once you pass the written exam, then you get invited to go and book the proctored exam. You get onto a Zoom call with somebody from high level, and then they give you a task, which is a mystery. So I won't spoil it here. And then they time you, and they go and they have a series of goals or tasks that you must achieve in addition to this master goal. And basically you do it right in front of them. And when you say you're done, then you're done. They'll cross check your work. And then if you pass, you pass. If you don't, you can go and I believe they allow you to go and redo it again. But yeah, once you pass that, then you are fully certified.
Yeah, I heard it's on a live Zoom, and it's like, you know, you got to have your video on and make sure other windows are not open. It's like
you have to show your ID. I'm like,
this is it. It's legit. Yeah, no other windows open, guys. So that's fun, though, because you actually get to speak with the live person and understand the context of the exam, even if you have to take it once or twice. I think that I'm sure they'll give you feedback of what didn't work. So Mike, as we kind of close out this conversation, maybe share a few ideas on building a brand with the certifications. I'm sure you're going to put all the certification emblems and logos all over your social and branding and invoices and proposals. And I mean, help us understand what that kind of a play looks like as a brand.
Yeah. So ironically, as I mentioned before, I never had a plan to go and really market this, because I didn't think much of it. I thought of it as more as like somebody goes and asks me in the messaging, like, hey, how can I know that you know what you're talking about? And then I just go and drop the certification on them. But now, because there's a lot of people coming through the pipeline that just find me from the directory, I probably will go and start building this out. So I have not really put much thought into it as
fair enough.
But in general, then, yeah, there's a lot of people that there's one guy in particular who's certified. I can't remember his name, but he's starting to go and plaster it everywhere. And I hope that he's doing well. because yeah, there's definitely demand for more of us out there for sure. Yeah.
I do know that you do get assets and digital logos and a bunch of creative stuff that you can leverage. But Mike, I appreciate your time, man. I know you're a busy guy, and now you're getting more busier with a lot more traffic coming your way. Any final thoughts on, you know, why people should get certified?
Yeah, in general, it just comes down to, if you're not going to get certified, if you're looking for people to go and do work for you in high level, make sure they have the certification, because there unfortunately are a lot of people who will scam you. They'll want to just take your money, or they might take your money and they know some, but not all. So in general, I have so much more respect for this certification program than I thought I ever would. I'm super thankful for it. If you are looking to go and do kind of the things that I've described in this episode, definitely go and do it. There's plenty of work to go around. We'd love to go and have you.
Absolutely. And Mike, just as an appreciation to you, can you help us understand how people can find you? What's your online handles and websites and socials, so like people can reach out to you directly, even outside of the certification program?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me anywhere on the internet. Just search for Mike Petritis, P-E-T-R-I-T-I-S. Or you can go to our firm's website, elix.marketing, E-L-I-I-X, dot marketing. There's no .com at the end. Go ahead and reach out to me. If you want to go and book a call with me and you want to go and think that I'm a cool guy and you want to work with us, go to callelix.com, E-L-I-I-X.com. And we'll go and see if we're a good fit.
Awesome. In case if you're watching this and you don't even have a high level account just yet, there might be a 30-day trial or a 14-day trial somewhere on this page and this channel.
Can it be my 30-day trial link?
But either way, thanks for watching, you guys. We'll see you on the next episode. Have a good day.
Thanks.